If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Text in 402-464-5685. It was a rough weekend on the football field, but doesn't mean you can't get $25 for good things that happen this weekend. It's your chance right now. If you're new to the show, we do a thing called Mozzarella Monday, where courtesy of our friends at Valentino's, we give $25 away in gift cards to whoever had the best weekend. You text in, you can comment on YouTube also. We decide, and then we give you the gift card. Simple as that. It's your time to brag right now about
Steve,
how good the weekend was.
I got my pen.
You ready?
Yes.
Did Ron Bush have a good weekend at all? Because he got hit.
Last weekend, you know,
it's
we had to
beat
thing.
That.
That's why we had to do two last weekend.
We
thank you to Vals for that.
Of course.
But very laid back weekend. Watched a lot of football, a lot of comments to me, a lot of calling me up on things he saw on the game and different games. And so we talked through a lot of stuff. Yes.
Good.
That's good. You're
okay.
A good son.
Let's get to it off the bat. Let's see here. This is from Matt.
Matt, what did they win, by the way?
Oh, they won $25 to Valentino's, a gift card.
A large pizza.
Yes.
One large.
Meat lovers. Hey, it's something.
Yeah.
Matt says, Mozzarella Monday. My wife and I snuck away for a long weekend and went out to Estes Park in Colorado.
Whoa.
One morning while we were sitting having coffee, we had a herd of at least 30 elk go right in front of us.
Wow. I'd love to see Sipple and Estes having a cup of coffee.
Here comes the bus.
Probably ain't
happening. If it happens, it's a herd of elk rushed by him.
So Dr. Love, maybe. Yeah,
Dr. Love.
Ooh.
Estes Love.
Estes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's Joe Erotic.
Matt. Right, that's Matt off the bat.
Matt, okay. Thank you.
We go to Bird in Columbus. We already yelled them, so we can't say it again. Bird in Columbus says, Mozzarella Monday. Duck hunt with my dad and daughter. 13-year-old daughter shot her first duck. And the one-year-old lab got her first retrieves.
That's big.
The dog's name is Frito, by the way. Like Frito, F-R-I-T-O, Frito.
What a great name, Frito. God, we have Sugar's brother is named Nacho.
Is that right?
Yeah, Nacho.
Sugar's got a brother?
Yeah.
Really? Well,
there's about
Nacho?
I think there's about 12 in the litter. No, not 12. 10, I think, in the litter. Yes.
Bert also says, Bill, we still owe you a duck hunt.
Yes,
we did not forget.
That's been promised, and all of a sudden he rubbed it in my face. Right here. Just kind of like the concrete guys out here drinking coffee on a bright, sunny day.
They are.
And they could be working.
Yep. Next up, Dirty Tony says, this weekend I got to hold my new godson for the first time after getting out of the NICU after being there for 2 months. Pretty awesome. Dirty Tony.
The
NICU. Okay. Next up.
Okay. Good job, Dirty Tony. Thank you.
Brad from Baldwin says, celebrated my 56th birthday with 18 of my best friends on an 11:30 a.m. group therapy bike ride, then made it to watch the game. Awesome weekend. That's from
group
Brad.
Therapy.
You see group therapy?
That's like the bike riding thing they do.
Yeah,
he did it. Yeah.
If I'd have all of a sudden been sitting somewhere
and
Brad went by me, imagine the same thing. I just saw a group therapy bike go by. Who was on it? It was Bush and Sipple.
No.
And no.
Ain't happening.
Not happening.
It looked kind
Zero
of sauced,
chance.
Too.
Zero chance.
No, there's no chance.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Only as some sort of punishment.
Yeah, that'd be, have to be, yeah, that'd be a lost bet.
Right, right. Brad.
Happy
birthday.
Yeah, 56 years old.
He looks 55.
Brad, nice. That's
next,
a good one.
Next up, unnamed texture says, watched my South Dakota State Jackrabbits win our 10th straight cross-country conference title at Mahoney State Park.
Who's that?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self, with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. A name texter.
Jackrabbits.
Yep. Don't have a texter.
We need a name.
I know. If you want to win, you got to have a name.
Okay, got it.
Rodney says, Mozzarella Monday, I spent 2 hours with a high school friend riding in a tractor moving dirt on his acreage and catching up. Rodney.
Wow, Rodney, moving
sort of
dirt.
That's kind of fun. Interesting.
It's interesting, right? It's unique.
Just chilling.
Moving dirt
for 2 hours?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
I had a couple more earlier one to get to on Mozzarella Monday.
We're doing pretty good.
Trying to find here. Okay, we got some more coming in here. Mozzarella Monday, Disc Golf Jake says, had a great couple hours with volunteers cleaning up the Brave Bee property. Then met a dude in the beer line at Memorial who had extra tickets and invited the wife and I to come sit with him and his son. We went from row 70 to row 15.
Whoa. Some a random.
Disc Golf Jake.
In the beer line.
Wow.
Yep.
Met somebody in the beer line. God, there's some nice people out there. Let him come down. That's a good
How about
deal.
That?
The OG CJ sends a picture saying, Mozzarella Monday, I'm listening to the show from Cabo. What's better than that?
Wow.
He's right by the ocean right now.
He's by the ocean.
With a mimosa in his hand, looks like.
Listening.
Drinking.
Listen, how comfortable would that be right now, me and Cabo? What's the weather? Give us the temp.
I'm going to say
mid-80s. I'm going to say 84.
Probably a fair guess.
God, right? 84 right
name,
now.
The name again?
The OG CJ.
The OG CJ.
Cabo weather. Look at that right now.
That sounds incredible.
Right now it's 73 degrees in Cabo with a high today of 85.
Yeah, they're going to get
Pretty
some
nice.
Sun. They're going to get some sun.
That's a good deal.
That's a really good deal.
Last one, and we'll decide.
Okay.
Cherry Bomb.
The Bomb.
Says, had a great weekend watching football and volleyball in my deer stand in Stuart, Nebraska.
How about this?
Cherry
bomb.
How's
that this work? Is incredible. If you're like, that's where deer stand. So back in the day, you'd be out in the woods and you'd see a deer stand just be made out of like a couple of boards, and somebody had to climb up there and sit there. And now the deer stands. Now they have they can watch TV
that's
in the deer stands.
That threw me.
They can they have satellite TV in deer stands.
They do?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they do. Absolutely.
By the way, the unnamed texter says his name is El Camino.
Oh, that's
a great
sweet.
Car. We all love the El
okay.
Camino.
And
the
what
El Camino.
Was his deal exactly?
He was watching cross country. His Jackrabbits won their 10th straight conference title at Mahoney State Park.
Yes. Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
So let's make our decision here. Our winner. What do you got? Sip the rundown there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you mine, Steve.
Okay.
I think it's Matt at Estes because that's he painted a picture.
30 Elk.
Or Cabo.
It's pretty good for CJ.
CJ Cabo. There's a lot of good things there, though. Also, you know.
What about Bird?
Yeah, Bird was doing duck hunting. I would probably lean that way, but I felt there was favoritism there because I will be participating, hopefully, if Bird doesn't. Last year, he offered the hunt and then rescinded the hunt.
Oh, yeah. It was rescinded?
Not rescinded.
Or did you rescind?
Never happened.
Okay.
This never happened, Bird. So I think you'd agree with me on that.
Brad
that
is a friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which he
almost
has won it before, I believe, the gift card.
Oh, Brad, come on.
There at that. So it's one of those two. You guys decide. In my mind, it's between Estes and Cabo.
I kind of like the fact that the elk walked by.
The
Matt.
Elk walking
it's
by
is kind of cool.
And then I just see
you're drinking coffee
a brisk day sitting in Estes Park out of the way, and then There's also the factor.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Give the getaway.
Yeah, Matt.
I think it's Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going Matt.
Okay, I can go Matt. The OG CJ doesn't need pizza right now. He's doing fine. Matt's good.
All right, congrats to Matt. Matt. You're winning $25 to Valentino's for Mozzarella Monday.
Thank you.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on The Ticket.